Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes on top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigger, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I want to floss with us.
Come on,
all across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money.
1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Time now to welcome in RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider of the Associated Press. Give RJ a follow on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ, hello.
Actually, about a half hour ago, someone sent me a picture of a fist of cash. Said, hey, your podcast won this for me. I retweeted it with the first two verses of that song. So
that's
you guys are inspiring me.
Drop a little paper. That's right. What's up, you square? What's going on?
I'm square.
Hey, you tell me if I'm square or not, RJ. All biggest right. Spot on the board. You know, when something doesn't look right or you see a 14.5 spot up there, I'm taking the Patriots, giving the points in Buffalo Monday night. Am I square or am I sharp?
Oh, that's square. Now, the line's 14, so the fact you're laying 14.5 is especially square. 14, it's out there.
Hey, Jim, you said it was 14.5.
Yeah. But you still laid it. It's like squares.
I'm still laying it.
Yeah, squares don't care about those half points. It's like, what's that matter, right? The pros, that's what they focus on. Listen, home underdogs of 8 or more just tend to win. I mean, it's just all there is to it. And why? Because the interest of the Patriots is misaligned with your bets. With your bet in this case, if I said, what is the interest of the Patriots in this game? What do they want to accomplish? What would you say?
Just win the game.
Yeah. Not that they want it to be close, especially, right. But if they're up 10 with 6 minutes left and they have the ball, what are they thinking about?
Drain that clock and let's get the hell out of Orchard Park. Yeah. But they've been scoring 35 in their sleep here the last 4 weeks.
I hear you, but especially considering the fact that the Patriots are so thin at running back right now, I especially think they want to slow this game down. Gronk is all banged up, and now they're thin at running back. James White's their only healthy guy of consequence right now. By the way, I'm going to give you guys a secret best bet. I haven't given this out yet the whole week.
What a treat. What a treat.
I'm being serious. This is good stuff.
All right.
Home underdogs of 8 or more points bet the under in the game. So over under points, you can get 44.5 in this case. And here it is. That's 22 times. It's gone over twice. It's gone under 20 times.
It's taken under.
2 and 20 towards the under whenever you have a big home dog. And it makes a ton of sense. Why? Because that favorite wants to just get out of there.
So that's 8.5 is where you draw that line?
Or 8 or more. So
okay, 8 or
home,
more.
A home dog 8 or more last 22
more
times.
More than a touchdown.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, you know, not 7.5, but yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Do the Colts have a chance to go to Oakland and cover the spread in that game?
They're favored, right? And they're favored by 3. This is one of the biggest look-ahead movements I've seen. Now, what's a look-ahead line? It's you can bet next week's games right now. So, hey, everyone's thinking about this Sunday. You can bet next Sunday's games. The line on this game was Raiders at home favored by 1.5. Now, Colts are favored by 3, 4.5 points, right? But the Raiders are off a bye. So what the heck has changed in the last week? Well, it's that they traded Cooper. Now, you might say wide receiver. Now, you might say, well, how much is he worth? Maybe not even 0.5 point. So why? Because Vegas is looking at this as a signal that the Raiders are not playing for this year. They're playing, and obviously you could say Khalil Mack and all that was a driver of that. And because of that, the idea of the mindset of the Raiders, Colts have become a 3-point favorite. How rare is it for a team that has a 2-5 record like the Colts to be favored by 3 on the road? If you think the Raiders are tanking, you probably like the Colts. If you don't think the Raiders are tanking, you got to like the Raiders here.
RJ Bell is with us. Hardy, go ahead.
What you got, Hardy?
Well, I got a team coming off of a pretty significant beating at the hands of Kansas City last week. I got another team I might be feeling good about beating another Ohio team last week. The team in question, the Bucks visiting the Bengals. Bengals are laying 4. Seems like this is a good spot for Cincinnati.
Now, that is sharp. I'm impressed. God. I'm impressed because here's why.
Do your dance, Hardy.
I've been preaching fade the Bengals, because they've been so overrated up till now. Up till now. Because why? Because they won a bunch of coin flip games, right? And their record looked a lot better than their truth. Now they've lost some games against the Steelers and then embarrassed against Kansas City in front of the world. That's when a team tends to rebound. What do we always talk about? Home field advantage.
Yes.
3 in the NFL.
Yes.
This is only 3.5. So you're telling me the Bengals are just a smidge better than Tampa Bay? I think they're more than a smidge better. One caveat, though. I'm not going to bet this myself. Here's why. Cincinnati, with and without their tight end, Eifert, with him, 4 games, 32 points per game. Without him, 3 games, 17 points per game. I don't think it's that drastic, but, boy, he's important.
Yeah.
I still, though, like the Bengals.
I'm with you on that because I think you look at that first half last, A.J. Green was killing it. They couldn't stop him, and they just fed him, and they still got their ass kicked.
You know? And if you just have one really good playmaker, the difference between 1 and 2 is so drastic because you can't double up both.
It's that Gronk factor. If Gronk's healthy, they're unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, RJ, I've got a line here. It stinks. It stinks to high heaven. It's the London game. It's Eagles, Jags.
He's gonna say Eagles are
favored.
A London game.
Don't They're the 3 and a, oh, is that shoot? Is that a rule?
No,
okay,
let him ask. I never say that.
All right, good. Eagles favored 3.5. This feels like Vegas knows something. Feels like they're trying to get me to put my money on the Jags. The Jags have been to London a million times. They should know how to handle it, but I'm not doing it. I'm actually picking the Eagles here.
Pretty sharp. Now, let's agree with you with the following. The Jags being in London regularly, yearly, is an advantage. By the way, last 3 games in London, 3-0 against the spread. They've covered by a combined 51 points, the Jags. So they do feel comfortable there. But let's look at that same ATS margin against the spread. The last 3 games the Jags have played, they're minus 65 against the spread. Think about that. The spread is expectation. It's what's expected. Last 3 games combined, the Jags have fallen short of expectation every time combined by 65 points. In the last 30 years, there's only been 24 teams that's been that bad in a 3-game run. So this is a less than once a season for the whole NFL type bad run for the Jags. We can say, oh, that's bad luck, or we could say, what's going on with Bortles? What's going on with the team chemistry? Since the New England game, Bortles, lowest QBR among starters in the NFL, 4 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and 4 fumbles. So to me, Eagles, especially at 3, and I think you'll be able to get 3 if you shop, I would probably bet it at 3.
All right, RJ.
Love it.
Appreciate
stuff,
your time. RJ Bell.
Thank you.
On Twitter, at RJ in Vegas.
See you, buddy.
Pregame.com is where you find him. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, RJ.
RJ Bell with us. Phil, good to see you.
Great to see you, boys.
All right, Phil, I'll see you in Buffalo.
That's like 3 weeks in a row. I just want you to know that I've got a kind of sharp, at least a kind of sharp.
Whose pick do you think you like the most this week?
Hardy's. Well, that was Hardy's for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Bucks Bengals. I didn't even want to look at the line of that game.
He said that's really sharp. I like that.
That's pretty good.
That's a good argument. Yun's going downtown. That's a sharp bet.
6 p.m.
Football fix.
6 o'clock.
Giles Bertrand Perry.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Actually, he felt better today walking around. He got treatment on the way here. He's going to get treatment tonight. He'll get treatment tomorrow morning in the afternoon, and they will make a decision. But it looked bad early in the game, but then it seems like he was moving better towards the end. you know, we'll make a decision whenever he lets us, he'll let us know.
Red Sox are in L.A. 8 o'clock start local time. 5 p.m. start out on the West Coast. J.D. Martinez, does he play, does he not? We wait. We wait to learn if he will play. The tone there from Alex Cora.
I take he's going to play out of that.
Just doesn't sound good.
He didn't look great the other night. Supposedly swelled up on him like a balloon. He said it felt better later in the game as you got in and you're moving around and he's gotten a couple treatments and, you know, day off it. I think it's going to, it can't feel any worse than it did the other night. So it's going to feel a little bit better. Then it's up to the player. But then it's up to the manager deciding, by me playing this player at 80%, do I hurt my team? And that's what he has to decide. You're up, you got a little bit of a cushion here. You're up 2-0. This isn't a 1-1 series, you know? You're not down 0-2 to where, hey, JD, we got to tape it up. We got to shoot it. We got to go, bud. You got 2-0 lead. It probably pushes Cora to not play him and make sure he's right for game four. But do you want to give them any life? To your point earlier in the show, I don't want to give them any breathing.
Well, if they're going to have any life, tonight is the night. That's what I feel about this
series.
So then
set his ass then.
Like, tonight's the night where they'll have some life. And I'm like, damn.
Tonight you're up against all odds tonight, right? If any night's going to be right for the Dodgers, it's tonight.
Now, Jim and Hardy, I'm not extending the series just for my own personal baseball watching pleasure.
Okay.
But if you're going to take a pass on a game or you're going to sort of punt on a game and be fully ready for the next one as a result, then this is the night you do that.
I disagree. Tomorrow night, the first pitch is later.
What? What time?
I'm
thought
sorry.
They were all 8:10.
I believe
like 6 minutes later.
Oh. 6 minutes later.
No, Sunday night is 8:15.
Yeah, tomorrow's the same time.
Is it? I thought it was Saturday night.
You got Friday,
sure
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm pretty sure. I think they want to wait till make sure the football window is clear.
Okay. Yeah, tonight, right. Tomorrow, 8:09. Doesn't, and Sunday is 8:09.
Who's on Sunday night football?
Doesn't matter because tonight I'm ready for it. We didn't have the game last night. Tonight I'm ready for the game.
You want to end it.
Right? Saturday night, I'll take that one off. Sunday night, I need to readjust my body to staying up late for the following night, Monday night football.
Well, Saints-Vikings Sunday night. You want to end this sucker on Saturday.
So my sleep catch-up night is Saturday into Sunday. Plus, do we have daylight saving this week, or is it next
week? We're going to do a ketchup.
It's probably the following week.
You're going to put ketchup on what?
What are you talking about exactly?
I think Hardy's talking about as the fan taking a night
off.
Beal's talking about the teams.
Hardy's worried about personal exhaustion levels. That's what he's worried about.
Saying personally.
Personally. His personal exhaustion.
I don't care what the team does. Me.
How many games has Calvin stayed up?
Are you surprised that game two, the ratings went down from game one to game two?
What was the number in game two?
It was like 32, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. A little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that game two would be a little bit better. I did. I was wrong on that.
I think they drop more tonight, and I think Saturdays will be huge.
Friday, Saturdays are not good for
If they win tonight.
Tonight will be like a 28. Saturdays will probably be like a 32. 32 for a Saturday?
These are all local. Just completely local. Arbitrary numbers that you are pulling out of your ass.
Right.
Okay. I just want to clarify that for everybody.
The clincher will get better ratings than tonight's game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The clincher will be huge. The massive numbers. Massive. Yeah. Nate and Salty. Nate.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Yep.
Love the show. Ice Talk, riveting, let me tell you. I had a question, a comment and a question, actually. Gordon, I think we can all say, has probably exceeded expectations up until this point. Would you say so?
Exceeded expectations.
Well, up until this point, when the trade first happened, if you said it after a month, he'd be doing this, I think we'd all be surprised.
Well, what's he really doing? Right? I mean, he made a great catch last week.
There's people that thought he wouldn't be active.
Play. He had a big, long touchdown against Indy.
Well, there's people that thought he wouldn't give you anything. There's right. Those people that thought he'd be out of here in 4 weeks.
My question, I guess, is because they've kind of inched him along, which I think was the perfect way to do it. You've gotten the most out of him that you can so far. What are the chances now if things work out and at the end of this season we're like, wow, you know, he really was great. He has his head on straight. What are the chances now you start thinking about you know, sign him to maybe a contract, a couple of years maybe.
I mean,
see if we can get any more out of him.
I think you're open to it. You had guys like the hell's his name that they ended up cutting? Dan, number 88. The hell's Mr. Abwork?
Kenny Britt.
Kenny Britt. They brought back freaking Kenny Britt all offseason thinking he was good. Same thing with Floyd. Michael Floyd and Kenny Britt were being brought back. This guy should
be. Okay, it's not about signing a long-term deal, though. He's a restricted free agent going into next year.
You got him.
You tender him, you bring him back if he's good.
Yeah.
My guess is they will do that.
Yeah.
So it's not like you've got a major decision to make. Paulie's in the truck. Paulie.
Hey, Zoe. Thanks for leaving me out. I thought it was me, Jungle O, and
Ken.
And Kevin Lowe, you seem to have left me out.
I'm sorry, Ken. Sorry, Paulie.
Lately, I haven't been talking to me. So Zoe's got something on me here. He's angry with me for some reason. And now I know I'm right. But we'll leave it at that. I would like a linebacker, okay?
An impact linebacker.
We can't get a call.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Impact linebackers are like Big Mike linebackers in the middle. Rip your head off. You want that or you want a quick guy off the edge?
I want anything that will improve that defense. I'd rather quickness. That's what I would.
Okay.
Somebody who will put the fear of God and scare the life out of them, out of the other team, that's fine, too. Someone will scare them into making a mistake. That's fine. But I'd rather some speed.
Paulie.
Anything, and the best linebacker we can get, if we can't get Peterson. Number three, I didn't get my answer yesterday.
I know. I want to know who it is.
I think was the unsung hero of that game the other night.
I believe
that it was Christian Vasquez. That fine piece of hitting in the fifth inning to get that in to save this to keep the other in from ending and get something started right there.
He may have struck out.
I mean, and then the way he's been handling Price, not once, but twice now. I haven't heard anybody anywhere giving him any sort of credit, and I believe he was the unsung hero of that game the other night. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, Paulie, appreciate the call as always.
He just ran.
Well, now he's got his credit.
You know what? You know what I want to do last segment of the show? We'll load up the lines and do unsung hero talk. Who's unsung hero from the other
night? I don't think that's what we're looking for.
He brings up a good point with Vasquez. If Vasquez doesn't sell that pitch, that inning's over. And you don't get that two-out lightning.
Where he threw his ass back.
Like, he put his ass back and arched out like, whoa, you almost hit me in the kneecap. The thing was like right on the edge of the plate.
Don't you hate that?
Sold it. Hey, little gamesmanship. Good job, Vasquez. Catcher knowing the deal.
That was the fifth inning. I want to pull up the pitch chart for that and see where they have that on the data.
He threw that ball, and he started walking towards the Dodger dugout. Thought he had him called strike three. Do a U-turn and go right back to the mound, and he wasn't happy. And then it all went kaputs after that.
Yeah, it really did. Bit of a problem. Yeah. 617-779-0985.
I get bad up there.
But would you put him as the unsung hero of the game?
Kinsler, I'd go Kinsler. Kinsler had some good defensive plays in that game. Thought he worked some good counts, had that nice hit at the beginning of the game, driving a run. I'd go Ian Kinsler as unsung hero because he never gets any credit. Like that.
Hardy, do you want to address my point about which game to concede from a team perspective or no?
I want to do it from a fan perspective.
When do you want to sleep? When do you want to go to bed?
I understand that you want to do it from a fan perspective.
Tonight makes the most sense.
Hardy doesn't want to do anything tonight. He wants to sleep. So
no, I'm watching tonight. I want to sleep Saturday night.
You want to just blow off the game altogether?
Which game you want to blow off?
If you told me I could take a game off,
I didn't say there was going to be any taking of games off.
Concede.
What game you blow off?
Concede.
I'll blow off tonight. You blow off tomorrow night.
No, we're not going to blow off any nights.
I ain't blowing off any nights.
Tonight seems like the night when you got Porcello going. It's their first game.
Feels like the deck stack tonight.
First game in LA tonight. Look,
80. Nice.
Are we going to have a series? Right now, it doesn't look like we're going to have a series.
No.
If we are going to have anything resembling a series, the Dodgers have to win this game.
They must win. It's a must win for the Dodgers.
Yeah, I know we always get in trouble for having must win conversations, but of course it is. You can't.
No team's ever come back from 3-0 in a World Series.
Right.
Never.
Someone did in the playoffs.
And I'll tell you what, if the Red Sox win tonight, where I think sort of the odds are against them and they've got things working against them, whether it be Porcello, the injury to J.D. Martinez, if they pull this one off tonight, you just look at them and say,
maybe it's
there
just
is truly
year.
No stopping this team. There is no stopping them. Give up. Quit. If you're the Dodgers, you might as well forfeit.
We got the move.
Yeah, this is so stacked against everything. Other than the fact that they're up 2-0 and they're the best team in baseball and have been.
Red Sox are going to roll tonight.
Yes.
You know what? Walker Buehler is pitching against them. If they score two runs in the top of the first against Walker Buehler before the fans get to the stands, because they always arrive late in L.A., it could get ugly.
I have an email. I have a number of reader emails, listener emails, including one from someone who's in L.A. and has some thoughts on the crowd there tonight. I will provide those details to you coming up next after Hardy's Headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Like Beatles said, it's Walker Buehler, a rookie righty. He gets the ball tonight for the Dodgers in Game 3 of the World Series. Red Sox, of course, with a 2-0 advantage in the best of seven. First pitch at 8:09. Bruins over the Flyers last night, 3-0 at the TD Garden. Couple of goals from Zdeno Chara, another from Jake DeBrusque, and the shutout from goalie Yaroslav Halak. Tomorrow night, Bruins stay home to take on the Montreal Canadiens. Celtics will be in Detroit tomorrow night, continuing their road trip. They got the win last night, 101-95, over the Thunder in Oklahoma City. 24 points for Jason Tatum in the win. Week 8 in the NFL has already begun. The Texans beating the Dolphins in Houston last night, 42-23. Patriots getting ready for their visit to Buffalo on Monday night and hosting Obi Melifonwu today, the safety who was released by the Raiders. He was a second-round pick just a couple of years ago.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
TV viewers pick up everything. Everything, including the bag of candy corn behind Hardy's shoulder.
Tell him what you did to me. Last break.
Is it all gone?
Let it ride, Jim. He was housing this bag.
Well, he loves candy corn.
I hate candy.
This bag of candy corn has lasted all week with multiple people eating it. So, no, I have not been housing it. I had, I don't know. How many kernels
pieces
in a serving? 15 pieces. I bet I haven't even had a full serving today.
That's a thing in Michigan. It's their favorite Halloween candy.
Why is it a Michigan thing?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Like half the country's Reese's Cup, and theirs is candy corn.
Yeah. I hate candy corn.
Let me tell you how much Zoe hates candy corn. I offered him $100 to eat
and
one,
I love
and he
money.
Wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
He said, you can pay me to eat one. He said, you put a $50 bill. I said, I got $100 on me right now. And I put a piece of candy corn on top of a $100 bill.
He for $100, nope. You wouldn't do it?
Nope, not for texture. I can't stand
What's
that
wrong
wax,
with you?
That wax, nasty, sugar texture.
Candy corn?
Disgusting.
Sure, yeah.
Beetle gave me some Skittles earlier, so it's only passing
on over. Why don't you guys just go wait until Easter and eat
this? Is the worst. This week, leading up to Halloween, like everyone's got candy, and you just keep eating it.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Candy corn.
Classic candy corn, it says here.
Is that one of the four major
food
groups?
I think the problem with candy corn is that it's so wildly inconsistent. I've told you this. Like, I've had candy corn before. I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. And then I have it another time. I'm like, it's gross.
What is that?
What is this? Do you remember who used...
Is there a fairy? I heard a fairy.
Do you remember?
I heard fairy dust.
Do you know who those came from? The person who used to keep candy corn in their office at the old building. She sent them my way via Kelly.
It stinks. It smells like... Sugar
they get hard, though, when you leave them out in the dish.
That's what she's...
Excuse me?
Nothing. No, that's if you leave those on the dish, they get hard.
No, they're just corn niblets left now. It's just the tips.
It's disgusting.
Well, let's go to Oka and Lawrence. Oka.
Hey, thanks for having me. Quick question with the Celtics. The way they're currently constructed, I feel like Jaylen Brown completely doesn't fit into the lineup. And I was thinking about...
Why?
Just the way he looked, like he can't make a shot to save his life, you know what I mean? And last year, he was money, you know, especially from the three-point line, spotting up.
You think they're pressing? Do you think they're pressing?
I don't think his shot selection was great last night in what I saw of him playing.
True, but he's still not making the shots that he would usually make. And I feel like with his role right now, with all the, you know, with Irving back and Hayward, he just doesn't fit in. and maybe packaging them up. And I know Anthony Davis has been out there for a while. But something like with him or Rozier and Hayward, I just feel like they have too many bodies that are doing, you know, that produces the same amount. And I think they need that one impact guy.
It's almost like the subs understand and know their role better.
You don't trade him now because the value's not up. You got to wait for a stretch where he's playing well.
Team's going to be
try and trade him now.
Team's going
to
be fine.
This is the email I wanted to get to. It's from Mason White out in L.A.
Nice.
Says, I live in L.A. now. The tickets to the game tonight are so expensive. It's ridiculous. The crowd will not be great or into it. It's all corporate clients and celebs. Definitely a factor. I'm worried about tonight like you guys, but the crowd is not going to be one of the things he's worrying about. He emailed again and said, the tickets all week have been about $700 for nosebleeds.
Now, Roach was on this morning, and he's out there already waiting. He said, I'm telling you, it's a hidden gem for Red Sox fans. If you had a bucket list to watch a team close out a historic year the way these Red Sox are going to close it out in L.A., get on a plane because tickets have dropped.
He said the right now, today, prices tanked a little bit, and the cheapest still is to get in the door, $300 before fees.
That's what Dan said. He said tomorrow will be about $200.
Right, because if the Dodgers lose tonight,
everybody's going to dump tickets.
Right, you'll be able to get tickets anywhere.
Yeah.
You want to go to L.A.?
No. You sit on a plane for 6.5 hours. I got to go to freaking Buffalo. I don't want to go to Buffalo on a half-hour flight. Oh. L.A.? Oh, no, because you know it's not going to be first class.
Katie's birthday party tomorrow.
Oh, you're out. You're out.
What are you doing for your birthday?
They're some paint place.
You paint each other up?
What?
Yeah, it's a red paint there, pal.
Not the pottery place. Another place where, I don't know, it's a paint party. They go
They had it at a Patriot place.
Isn't that like where they go and they drink wine?
Yeah, you can bring your own wine, Vino.
Yeah, the legacy. Yeah. You paint but for place. Kids. They do adults in the evenings, and they do a lot of kids' parties during the day. And
so it's not a naked person they're going to be painting?
No, yeah. I don't think it's a live model.
Boy, I took some of those art classes in college. And
you did?
Yeah.
And you had to learn how to draw nudes?
Yes. And
men or women?
They don't both. They don't tell you what's going to happen, and all of a sudden the door shuts, and there comes this person walking through the middle of all these easels in a circle, and I'm peeking around like this, and they're fully robed, and then they take a step up on the block, and now it's a party. And I'm like, what are we supposed to do? And they're like, draw. I'm like, come on, I can't do this. I got to shade it correctly. Well, that's a little too small. Let me make it a little bigger.
I could see you handling that situation very well.
None of them shaved back. None of them. You ever hear of manicures, of a razor, a trim beard thing, something? Like, Jesus.
Wait, none of them had shaved what?
Just, it's Hippieville, man. It is.
Well, this was the 80s.
Yeah,
and people willing to get nude for how much were they paying for those nude models?
$150.
Pornography from the 80s tells me that was a thing.
And then I found out that these people get paid, and I'm like, well, how much? Because we didn't have money. And then I found out you could steal books and sell them back to the student union, and you could get money that way.
Steal books?
Not steal, but take people's books they weren't using.
Steal.
Take. Then you make money that way. So good ways to make wow.
Did you find the female model attractive?
Oh, no.
What were they paying for models? What would you have made?
Yeah, what was
like, it would be like if you went to the student union and they had that one crunchy section.
Were these other students?
You can buy banana chips. It's food co-op. And you walk in and there's some hippie music playing. And like smells like raisins and nuts and dried fruit. And you would be like the people that work there behind the counter that braid their hair. Would be the models.
Also, real, like, earthy, crunchy types.
Yep, like, hey, I live in Alaska, and I've never bathed or done anything. Here I am. Draw me.
They're really into art.
But had you not discovered the small business that you started of taking books that didn't belong to you and then selling them back to the student union, would you have considered doing...
This is why athletes should be paid.
So you're
not allowed to hold jobs.
Into a life of crime.
We were not allowed to hold jobs.
I understand.
Full scholarship. What, not allowed to hold.
Would you have considered becoming a model?
Oh, not. No. That takes some guts and balls to do that. Like, you got to be so, like.
Literally takes. Yeah.
See, my kid's going through this now. She's taking some art classes out of
it. And?
Stealing books.
And?
She's dad.
This is crazy. I'm like, yep.
Same thing already?
Modeling? Well,
nude models already?
Well, you would go to the orientation and you would see some of the artwork and it's naked people they're drawing. They're like, why are they drawing naked people? I'm like, well, there's going to be models at some point. What do you mean? Like fully disrobed, yeah. And you're going to have to draw the curves and you're going to find everybody's body's different. That's what it teaches you, you know? And you start drawing circles on circle here and then you kind of blend it and shading. I'm good at art. Like, I could see that. I could picture it. Boom, I can draw it easy.
All today's right. Takeaways are coming up next, and being a Friday, it's the fake promos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox, who, by the way, Google has winning the World Series already.
Is that right?
That's what people are saying. They're tweeting and texting Jim. Well, ask Google.
That's nice.
What did I tell you about Michael Strahan the other day? I said, that dude's killing it. He's crushing it. He was on all night last night on Thursday Night Football. He did the morning show, and now he's on again on ABC. This dude's everywhere, man.
I think they probably taped this in the morning and then they just replay it.
He's a busy guy, though.
He's got a different outfit than he had on this morning. This could be a totally different show. He is raking it in.
Busy guy.
That is a crap craft they're working on, though.
He's really good at what he does.
All right, you ready for the fake promos for the week, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm just trying to sort of collect my thoughts after you just gave me a piece of information today that I'm just in awe of.
D.B. Cooper?
Yeah. You know what D.B. Cooper is?
I don't know.
Of course not. You know the Kid Rock song?
What the hell would I care? What's that?
To D.B. Cooper and the money he took. Never mind. Promo Friday. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I have no clue what would be in it based on tachos. So crispy, it's some sort of nacho.
Crispy tater tots.
That's not tachos.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Like, why are we gonna call it tachos? Why not just stick with the poutine thing again? Fries are tots and gravy.
Because tachos would be tachos.
I'm thinking of
tater tots with like chili and cheese and Mexican foods on top.
Sounds
delightful.
It looks delightful if you had a big spoon to eat it with. Because when the chos at the end, when you hear anything with nachos, tachos,
right.
I'm thinking you're scooping with some sort of chip. Don't you?
No.
Wouldn't you expect that? No.
I hear the word tot and I think tater tot.
I might make a mess of tachos tonight.
No, you're not.
Why not?
I tell you what.
You're lying. You're not going to make that.
While you're not watching the game?
Yeah, you're the same guy who says you're going to make
the
sandwich.
I'm not watching it Saturday night.
Dude, you husbands.
You laugh at this. I did that. You get the tater tots out of the freezer. You put them on. Then you get the brown gravy out of your jar.
No.
Out of a jar in the garage.
You cook it.
You put your cheddar cheese on with the gravy. And you heat that sucker up and you bring it out. The dollop of sour cream. It's unbelievable.
No, I'm not doing brown gravy and tater tots.
No.
Yeah.
Not doing
You're missing out.
Jim!
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Will Mookie Betts make an error in a game where he starts at second base? I think the favorite is there.
Oh, very good.
What do you mean very good?
What do you mean favorite?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Very good.
Now, that's not the only time you two got your signals.
I don't like these gambling things. I don't gamble. You guys know I don't gamble.
It's not the only
I like my money. I don't play around with money. And I just don't like understand bets or combos or tags or any of this. What's the money line, plus, minus? I'm out to lunch on that. Leave it up to Lifshitz. He figures all that out.
Not the only time you two got your wires crossed talking gambling this week.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Most pitchers in a game by one
Red
team.
Sox.
Over, under.
Red Sox.
No, over, under.
Oh.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'll say Red Sox.
No. One day over.
Me.
Oh.
No martini. You
yes.
can't say hit me every time. Hit me.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Yeah. Is that
best movie gambling scene ever? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and are playing cards in the shower. Hit me. Half a cigarette. I want to bet a cigarette. You can't bet a half a cigarette.
I think this is the last Zoe one we have of the week.
Okay, thank you.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You tear up and you put to make that what is it? You put it in the egg juice, the French toast
cooking thing, the tray.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's so easy.
The Sports
It's
Hub.
A French toast casserole that is made with the Hawaiian rolls because they're a sweet roll, and you rip it up and you pour egg, beaten egg over it with cinnamon and nutmeg. And
it sounds amazing.
And you bake it in the oven, and it comes out, and it's like, oh my God, you eat it with your fingers.
I'm gonna make that tonight.
French toast casserole.
I'm gonna make that along with the tachos. I'll make that in tachos.
We had a good cooking. Plus, we had our guy Andy come in from a smoke shop and teach us how to make the ultimate grill steak and cheese tailgating sandwich.
Good. All right, moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5
What happened there?
The Sports Hub.
Oh, I almost walked in front of the camera.
Zoe almost walked in front of the camera and fell back like Kramer. It was.
He told me freeze and I froze.
It was like the Matrix. Bro, so just up. Stopped in his tracks.
I could stop on a dime.
Kind of. His body went forward. His feet stayed planted.
But it all worked out. It's fine. That was fun at Warrior yesterday.
I had a good time. Warrior.
Glad
Warriors,
we're doing that.
Warrior's growing on me.
It's cold, but
now we're ready for it. Now
I enjoy it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, Beetle, I love Quincy. You know that, brother.
Quincy.
Love this guy. How about Canton? How come I don't get any love from Jack?
Party lives in Canton. He's yours now.
Huh?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We then eventually sorted it out with Jack, and he was very thrilled to hear that you live in the town.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, but he really likes Quincy.
Yeah,
that he does.
Yeah,
I get him. I feel him. I feel you on that, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Then the hands they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning, and I wrote down this song. Just don't remember who to send it
See,
to.
This is the problem.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Old people resonate with that guy. Right.
That is so good.
Dan lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, it's James Taylor. Oh, it's good stuff.
Walked out this morning, and I wrote down this song.
I'll tell you to send it to.
But I tell you.
Send it to John Henry at the Globe.
Dan's appearance this week gave us the fake promo of the week.
Really?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How they know about the penis and Cracker Jack?
The what and Cracker Jack?
The what? The penis
and Cracker Jack.
The penis and what?
Peanuts.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He said penis.
No, you heard it? I want to hear it again already.
He said penis. Listen.
Play it again.
Damn it.
How do they know about the penis and Cracker Jack?
Now, come on.
He said penis.
Come on, he said penis. You were right on him. The what and Cracker Jack?
I almost fell off my chair.
Right away.
How do they know about the penis and Cracker Jack?
The what and Cracker Jack?
The what? I heard it too, but I didn't think I heard it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Hey, it's been a fun week. What do you think, Beetle?
What the hell kind of ballpark is this?
I'm hoping that by the time we're back here on Monday morning at 10 a.m., you've got another Boston championship to be celebrating.
Monday might be a parade planning type show.
And you will not be here.
I won't be here. I'll be in Buffalo.
Correct. It's perfect. We'll talk a lot of baseball. You'll be in Buffalo.
Amen.
Hardy will be here. Jones will be with us. He'll help us out with the cause. Yeah. Monday, 10 a.m.
So Zeb will see you on Tuesday.
You won't because we'll be in Foxborough, but I'll see. We'll talk down a lot.
Arcan is with us Monday. No Jones? Oh, it's Arcan. I thought it was Jones. It's Arcan. Felger Mazurek.